Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Tonight is, let's have to think about it, November the 4th, 2016, and I'm Julia Cannon, and it's starting to look like a little bit of fall here. It's starting to get nice. It's just been beautiful weather here. I've got a special guest on today with me, so excited to have. It's Luke Therrien. I think, is that how you say your name, Luke? How do you spell?
It's pretty good. I say it in French, Luc Therrien, and then they'll let people cope with it, and you've done very well.
Oh, well, okay. I love your accent there. And Luke recently was in the level 3 class that we had in Toronto, Canada, and Luke is in Canada. So what's the weather doing up there?
Actually, you'd be surprised. It was 22 today.
Okay, now for us in the States, how does that convert to?
Yeah, that's 72 Fahrenheit. And so it was around 0 or 2 or 3, which would be about 32 Fahrenheit for the last 10 days at least. So this is quite surprising.
So it was 0 and then it went up to this?
Well, it was 32 Fahrenheit and went up to 72, yes.
In one day?
Well, it's been like 2 days ago. It was about 32 and now it's 72. So it's quite 40 degrees Fahrenheit difference in 2 days.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I bet people are out there in swimsuits.
yes.
That'd be a big difference. Oh my goodness. It's just gorgeous. And that's why it's been in the 70s here. And that's not really normal, which is fine with me. I'm wonderful with this. This is the weather I absolutely love.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm really not trying to say I want the normal. This is the new normal as far as I'm concerned. It's okay. I'm not complaining. I want to give out the call-in number in case anyone would like to call in with any questions for Luke. Or about their QHHT sessions, because Luke is a practitioner. And I know last week that we had someone trying to call in about their session, and I asked them to, you know, we weren't talking about sessions that time. And so so we might have somebody trying to call in with them this time. And so since you are a practitioner, that would be appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah. So the call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. Okay. Well, like I said, you were recently at the level 3 class in Toronto, and that was such a wonderful class.
It was amazing.
Well, I know from my side it was wonderful, and you never know from each person's, you know, perspective, because you're on the other side. So,
yes.
You know, so that's, it could be, you know, you're receiving feedback and that feedback, can be quite, challenging to hear sometimes. I guess that's a way to say it, but,
it could be destabilizing, but I think in my case, and I think I was with Heather, who you've had on your show about 2 weeks ago, we knew each other. We were really thirsty for coaching, and we just love QHHT, so we believe in it very strongly. And the fact that we had a chance to spend so much time with you and Diane was just very rich. So it was just a great, fabulous, energetic experience.
Oh, that's what it was. It was all the way around. It was fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I want you to do, Luke, is tell us a little bit about your story, how you found your way to QHHT. I'd love to hear everyone's journey.
Okay. Okay.
How they found their way.
A synopsis, because I was thinking about that. You know, I had a very nice childhood. What I love to do is play hockey in the street and or baseball in the summer. And school was fine. When I was about 11, 12 years old, one of the teacher tried to scare us from drugs, and I think it succeeded with me. But at the same time, I thought there must be another side to the coin. And that's how I became interested in altered state of consciousness. I wanted to find out why would people take drugs and what are they trying to achieve. And it took a long time to get to readings that satisfied me. And I was about 18 years old when someone suggested I read Carlos Castaneda, so which I did, and I think I read all his books. I found that quite interesting. Then it's only about late 20s, maybe early 30s, that I read my first book about past life regression. It was by a Canadian author. And I had no opinion about reincarnation before that, positive or negative. And I came out of reading that book and says, but of course. And then it took me another 7 years to find another book by another author. And then again, three or four more years to get into another author. And all talk about past life regression was very interesting. But in 2003, yes, I went into a bookstore and always do that. The first thing I do is I go into the New Age section of the bookstore. And I found at least these two books. One was called The Custodians and the other one was called Convoluted Universe by this lady called Dolores Cannon. And I may say it, Dolores Cannon, because I say it with a little bit of the French accent, but so I thought, these books look interesting. So let me try to, and I think I need to read The Custodian first. So I read The Custodians. I was blown away because all the other books talk about past life regression. But with Dolores, what she does is that in addition to regressing people, then she asks to speak to the person's subconscious. And then you get more information. I've never read anything like that before. I was just like, wow. I was blown away. It was mind-bending. So after that, I read all her other Convoluted Universes books. And I thought, at one point, I may have heard that in 2005 she was teaching it, but for some reason, I thought you needed to be a hypnotherapist. And I checked around, and I wasn't too sure that I wanted to do that. So I never did pursue that. Then in the spring of 2013, on my Twitter account, I decided to create a spirituality list. And the first name that came to mind was Dolores Cannon. I think it was the only name that I put at the time. And I discovered she had a Twitter account. I thought, wow, that's pretty good of her. Like, she's in her 80s and she's got a Twitter account. That's pretty good. So she's up there, no? She, in terms of technology, she's right up there. And within days, I get this tweet saying that she's coming to Edmonton, where I live, to teach QHHT. Well, my jaw dropped, and was like blown away. So I ended up taking level one in 2013, and I remember it was 5 days training in Edmonton, and I cycled every day. And there were another person from Edmonton. The other people were from south of Edmonton. So Edmonton, for those who don't know, it's in Alberta, Canada. So there were some people from about an hour and a half south of where I was living. Some from Calgary, about 3 hours away. Then British Columbia, Ontario, and also Alabama and Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And there I was cycling every day. So I remember... in the fall, I took level two. And after that, back in Edmonton, I talked with a friend of mine, Connie Ogier, that helped put up the training in Edmonton. And I said to her, Connie, and I remember going to level two and asking a question. And you, Julia, said, well, you're a powerful creator. So what would you do? So then I came back to Edmonton and I thought, hey, Connie, I'm a powerful creator, aren't I? And she says, look, you have no idea. And I said, what do you mean? Well, we were supposed to bring the training in Calgary. And because of the flood, it went to Edmonton. So I said, I'm not taking responsibility for the flood in Calgary.
Well, I think Maybe you should, though.
Well, I don't want to have to be an illegal suit against me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Suddenly, they find someone to blame. And so I thought, no, I'll stop there.
I think people need to realize, though, how powerful they are, you know, when they want something to happen. And then they create it on this other level. They're not realizing they're doing it.
And I think maybe if we look at it that way, I may have created or contributed to the flood in Calgary in a sense that at this other level, I made sure that Dolores was coming to Edmonton to teach this to me. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So that was how I came to QHHT. And I've just been loving it ever since. So. And I took the training, and I remember the training. I met someone from the lady from Alabama, and I remember she had this little briefcase from the Monroe Institute, which is another great place. I haven't been there, but I told her, "So, oh, you've been there?" And she says, "Yes, you know about the place." I said, "Yes." So the next day, she asked me, "Look, we're supposed to be in three triads. Would you do me? I'd like you to do me." I said, "Wow, thank you. I'm very honored by this." And so the fourth day when we did this, I did do her, started with me doing her and doing the interview and then the induction. And when I brought her down, when I finished, she was kind of munching and looking in the sky and said, "Oh, I'd like to be there." So kind of figured out that she was looking at something flying. And then I said, "What do you see around you?" And so she was looking and she was only seeing tails and butts. And suddenly she says, "I'm a dinosaur." So can you imagine? That was the first client I was doing. And this is what I was getting. So I thought, this thing works. Mm-hmm. So I was just blown away by how effective it was.
Uh-huh. So what did you ask the dinosaur?
What did I ask?
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of a life did the dinosaur have? Let me just ask it that way.
Well, I kind of asked her to look around, and she saw these tails and butts, and there were a whole group. What happened is that I think she saw the dinosaurs on the last day on Earth, because she was seeing a fire or smelling a fire somewhere, and I think at one point she saw like a stampede, and then that was the end of that life.
Okay.
So I've got the impression that
was significant then.
That was the what?
That was significant then.
Yes.
For her to see that. Okay.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And okay. So that was the first, and we ended up visiting three, four lives with her. And when she was the princess, the daughter of a king, I can't remember if it was on Earth, but it was somewhere. And the women were not equal. But her father really believed in her and let her learn about anything and everything that she wanted to know. And she got a lot of knowledge from imparted by ETs. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of her life, she was really peaceful and said that people thought she was crazy, but she knew better and she was fine with it. So, but you can imagine that was the first morning on day four. At lunchtime, we go back in the room, and I think I saw you as we were eating lunch, and I said, "This is what happened. She was a dinosaur." So the next day, on the last day, Dolores asked, "Okay, each of you guys, we're a small class, 24, so all of us had a chance to share." Mm-hmm. And she says, "I want to hear about the dinosaur first." So we were the first one to go on stage and talk about it. Experience. So it was quite something. And the other thing too is on that day, everybody had a chance to tell their stories, how it was as a client, how it was as a QHHT practitioner. And by the afternoon, we were so high. The energy was so high. It was just phenomenal. And I realized this energy is not only from excitement. I said, this energy is like my chakras were opening. So it was the first time that I was becoming aware that there was something going on in my energy centers and my chakras that was not simply excitement. I was becoming aware of this new dimension, so to speak, to when we feel excitement, it's not only just excitement. There's something going on in our energy centers, and I became aware of that on that day.
Well, that's interesting. And then, so has that been something that's been you've been developing since then, or you've noticed more since then, or?
Oh yes, I've noticed more since then. This sometimes when I get really excited, I realize, my chakra, especially the heart chakra, mm-hmm. but the heart and the throat chakras, I've seen them open. But the one also that has been opening up quite a bit since about February 2015 is my crown chakra. So I've been for a while, I was like weeks or months where I felt my head tingling, like the crown of my head tingling. And for a while, it was open all the time. It finally receded and stopped. And I think it was about a week or two after it stopped, and I realized, oh, I'm not feeling this anymore. So, but this spring, I went to this store in Banff. Banff is in the Rockies. It's a very beautiful resort village. Mm-hmm. And I happened to walk into this crystal bowl store. I thought it was going to I was looking for crystals and gems, not the crystal bowls. And this lady approached me and said, "Do you want me to play you one of our bowls?" And I thought, "What bowls?" And they were all in front of me, but I wasn't looking for that. And so she started to play them, and the sound that came in from those was just fabulous. And after doing this talking with her after 10 minutes, I said, "What's going on?" I was feeling my head was feeling lightheaded. And then I was, "Oh, my goodness, my crown chakra has opened again." Mm. So I'm more aware. I'm sure I've had that experience before in my life, but I didn't know that's what it was. So, but that day, I recognized it right away. And the next day, they were offering at that store what they call a sound bath. So mm-hmm. I went. And after there was like you lay on a mat with a blanket and a pillow, and the owner of the store plays all these crystal bowls for about 30, 35 minutes. I tell you, it felt like half of my head was open. So it's like someone had cut my cranium, and just it was just like poof. The energy was just like not only a little tinkling, but it was half of the head. It was like, okay. And so I shared that with people because I was like, that was a new experience as well. So,
mm-hmm. so major transformations and growth.
Yes.
This whole process.
Yes. I've experienced since I've taken the QHHT training, I've experienced gradually, but I've experienced major transformation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In my life. Wonderful. Yeah.
Well, before we start talking about some of your sessions and everything, we do have, a guest on the line, and she's the one that did call last week, so I do want to take care of her real quick. So if we can talk to her. Okay. Tanya, thank you so much for being patient and waiting.
It's okay. It was, I liked the talk about chakras and opening. Hello, Julie. I'm very honored to be able to talk to you. Hi, Luke. I have a question. I tried to call last week, but it wasn't the subject. So, I'm very, very new to learning about QHHT. I went for one session with practitioner, and I was able to see, I think it was only one past life, and I think I was an energy because I was a ball flying around and looking at everything. That was quite amazing. But we were not able to connect with higher consciousness. It didn't come to play with me. My question is, and now, you know, she said that she will do another session with me just to bring consciousness, you know, to talk and ask questions and for healing. But I'm kind of even shy to go now because I'm not sure if it's going to happen. And what is your suggestions, please, on how to help me to connect with my consciousness, and what is your suggestion? What should I do? Is anything I can do?
I can see if Luke has any suggestions. besides what I do. In fact, I'll let you talk first, Luke. Why don't you go ahead?
Okay. My first question is, how did you feel after the session from the regression especially?
After or during?
Well, during, yes, that's a good point. During a session, how did you feel when you were that
during
energy
session,
ball?
I was kind of sleepy, but most of the time I think I was very awake and aware of what was going on. I was shaking. It felt like I was having tremors, like whole body was shaking. And I was telling her, I said, do you see how I shake? Why am I shaking? I had a hard time talking. It's like convulsing. The whole body was just like epileptic seizure or something like that. And she was telling me, I don't see nothing. You look very calm. I said, I can't even talk. I'm so shaken. Don't you see me shake? And she was answering, no, you're okay. You're quiet. I said, whole table is shaking. Because whatever was going on, you know, when I was flying around, at first it was in the space. It looks like I was following some spaceship. I remember it was gray color. And it was made of something like a steel, but it wasn't really steel. Then I was inside of that ship. Then I was on some kind of planet looking at something looked like a big rocket, only it was not people around, it was nobody around, it was just that rocket, and I was standing on the ground or laying or hanging, I don't know, and looking at that. And then it was a lot of tunnels, and I was going through tunnels, and during all that, when I was telling her what was going on, I had like seizuring. I said, look at me, I'm shaking so much, I cannot talk. And she said, no, it's fine. And then when when session was over, I got up off table and nothing was going on. I was normal. I didn't, after like few days after that, I was reading, I should feel something. I didn't really feel anything different.
Okay. So it looks like you've had an energy boost. Like it's like probably you put your fingers in an electric plug, the way you're telling us. Mm-hmm. You received a huge boost of energy during that session. And so I think that's a beautiful experience that you've had. So maybe that's all you could take on that day, because I think it was a very powerful experience that you've had. So that's one thing. Yes. Now,
but
go ahead.
We weren't able to connect to higher consciousness at all.
Maybe, Julia, what would you suggest?
Well, like you're saying, that was probably all you could handle, especially when you were having those the energy like that. And seeing that's exactly what happens to me. When the SC is there, when the SC is coming through, that's exactly what my body does. So that was that energy. I'll just tell you that's what was happening. It was right there. So,
the subconscious will communicate with you, with each one of us, in unique ways. And so I think it communicated with you in a very powerful way, and perhaps in a sense that was it. So after that, we kind of expect, we want to have this communication where it's speaking to us. We almost have a voice that's coming from outside of ourselves. So, but I remember one time, my fourth session, as a client, my colleague did, so we were at level two training actually in Arkansas, and my friend did a session with me, and we didn't seem to connect with the higher self. So she brought me back to my beautiful place. And then I had this vision. I saw this diamond shape, you know, like the diamond on a deck of cards. So it was two dimensional. Mm-hmm. Then it came above my head. And then I saw felt the beam of light coming down from the universe and laser beam and going through that diamond shape, and then it would diffuse and it would come down, and I would use that to scan, or my friend colleague helped me to do that. the light would come down and I would scan my body like this from the head to the toes, and then the energy would go back, would leave my feet and go into the ground. And I remember the first thing that I said as soon as that was finished is that my left brain said, oh, that was nothing, I just made it up. So the next day, mm-hmm. this is the last day of level two training, and Dollar Scan tells us, she shared with us the river meditation, which is a beautiful meditation or visualization that sometimes we use with our clients. And she described almost word for word what had happened to me the night before. So my jaw dropped because I realized that my subconscious had communicated with me in images instead of words. And mm-hmm. so that was a very important lesson. And so so that was my fourth session. So I would say, if you want to go again, but it's in a question of expectations, just let it be, just see what happens, and without any expectations.
Exactly. And what I would say is just allow. And what I do, because did you feel cold?
No, I was pretty comfortable. No.
Okay, because sometimes I feel cold when that's doing that, and it's like I'm just shivering and I'm having all that happening and stuff, and it's like, can't they see this is happening to me? Like you were saying, why mm-hmm. can't they see this? You know, and then I'll come out and they say, you never moved a muscle. I'm like, you're kidding me. I felt like everything was just going crazy, you know, shaking so violently. Well, see, I think mm-hmm. that in some way is some kind of something to convince you that something is happening. See, that's another thing there. So like that, this it's energy that's moving through you. And here you're saying you're an energy ball. And look what you
ball,
were,
yes.
Yeah, and look what you were doing. I mean, you're chasing ETs and going through time. I mean, oh my goodness. You know,
it was pretty intense, yes. The traveling around, it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. So more happened there than you realize. And it's just that that's what happens a lot of times, is then the conscious mind comes in and just shuts it down, just says, nope, that's, you know, nothing happened, you know, because we didn't connect. Well, I'm sorry to say, Tanya, but you did connect. Okay. You connected big time.
Okay. But you know, that people bring questions and they trying to get answers and none of that happened.
Sure. Sure. So, but like Luke was saying, yeah, you know, it didn't always go the way you anticipated it going. So just allow. And one of the things we tell everybody, like in the classes, is to just for them to have better sessions when they go do their practice sessions, is if you find that you are, we call them left brainers, that you're going to be analytical, is like just play the game. It's just a game. Just play the game. And try not to analyze it, and just allow it to happen, and just see, you know, when you go into that part, you know, because your conscious mind will come in there, and it'll start going, you know, this isn't real, and it'll start questioning everything and second guessing everything, and it'll shut the whole thing down. And so, if you'll just go, you know what? How about we just sit over here on the side and just see. What have we got to lose? Okay. You know?
So I shouldn't be shy to go again.
Yes.
I shouldn't be afraid and shy to go again, anticipating that nothing that will happen again. I should just go for it again, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing to lose at all. I mean, usually your next ones, you go deeper, you know, it's even better. I mean, so, because the first, now you know what to expect. So, yeah, even more so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't be shy. Just, it's fun. I mean, look at the experience you're having.
It was amazing.
Yeah. So go have fun with it. Go see what else you were, or whatever. Go see whatever else it is that your higher self is trying to show you and tell you. Because see, that's how else it tells you. It's like Luke was saying, that's how it was telling him, is through visuals. And this is how it's telling you, is through this life. It's showing you, first of all, this energy. And then now it's just first, okay, and maybe that was one thing. Okay, wrap your head around that. And then now, next time, come back, and then we'll give you some more to think about.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, go have fun. Oh, well, man, that's
I'll tell you about my fun in June. I sent up for your class in Arkansas.
Oh, wonderful. Can't wait. Look forward to it.
Yes, I can't wait either for level one.
Okay, that'll be great.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
Okay. Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome.
Okay, so Luke, let's talk about some of your sessions.
Okay.
One of the things I like to start with are the healing sessions.
The healing sessions?
Yeah, had any sessions where you've had anybody healed, anything healed and things like that?
Yes. I've had two or three that I can remember. So it seems to be around depression and mood, and it's funny because I work in mental health in my real world. So shouldn't say the real world, but whatever. And my other job, my day job. So QHHC is a night job. In my day job, I'm a registered nurse and I work in mental health. So this lady came to me and we had a session. I can't remember exactly during the session what happened, but the communication with the subconscious was somewhat limited. So I said to her, come back. And so twice she had to cancel. For some reason, I can't remember. But finally, she insisted in coming back. And so it was about two, three months later. And she came back. And I remember specifically before going under, she said, oh, by the way, I give advice to other people about weight. And I'm really good. I give really good advice. People really enjoy this. But I can't seem to apply that to myself. Mm-hmm. So I want to know about that. So, okay. So once we connect with the higher self, I ask the higher self, what about that? And they said, and I knew now that I was getting a connection, because they said, oh, this is baggage from another time. She doesn't need it anymore. So I said, can you get her rid of it? And she said, absolutely. I said, okay, now I was in the role. She said, she has some feeling like of depression, or can you scan her head? Yes, her head is foggy and we're clearing that. Oh, she's got some congestion in her chest. Yeah, we're clearing that. Okay, now I was ecstatic. I was just waiting to see if that would, and once she's awake, that would happen. She woke up and I remember her sitting on the side of the bed and she said, oh, wow, I don't feel that congestion in the chest that I've been feeling for about 10 years. And my head feels clear. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes, I don't feel depressed anymore. Oh. I was just ecstatic. I was just, I think I was teary-eyed by the power of that session. So that was the first healing session that I was like right in my face.
Mm-hmm.
So, some other time it's interesting because, you know, I may feel that I'm not, that there's not that communication with this higher self. So this other lady comes, we have, I think, a good regression. Talking with the higher self or subconscious, nothing happens. So I continue. I ask the questions anyway, and I tell them, you know, maybe the answers will come through your sleep, through your dreams over the next 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And so I invite her to come back, and she comes back about 2-3 months later. And when she sits down before the next session, says, "Oh, by the way, I have to tell you this. My husband took me back home, so drove me home. And in the car, as soon as I sat in the passenger seat and the car start moving, I start to feel this huge wave of energy filling me from the feet all the way to the head.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, holy smokes. So she had never given me that feedback, so I had no clue. I thought that the session was kind of, okay, one of those that we consider laborious. But and her question, really, the reason why she was coming is because she wanted to, she has some psychic abilities, but with a drink, with a glass of wine. And she didn't want to get into this because she didn't want to become an alcoholic. So she never did go ahead with that. And after this experience, she says, okay, I've got to commit. I've got to do the work. Now I've got to start to do the psychic business, because that was a message to her. So it was very powerful.
Well, and that's why it happened the way it happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There are no accidents. There's no coincidences. Everything happens exactly the way it happens for a reason.
Exactly. So that was one, and that was another one. So then I've had another lady who came, and she had different things, some psychic abilities as well, and she came and she. Depression, pain, chronic pain, guilt and shame. And we did the session, and under the session, when I think she had a very nice regression, but then when I brought the subconscious, she thought she had worked during the Second World War as part of the French resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And under the when we're talking to the subconscious says, well, she thought she was that, but she was an SS officer and she had psychic abilities and she used that. And so suddenly it shed light on the feelings that she had in this life that she couldn't really explain, the guilt and the shame that she couldn't really explain in this life. And so that was very cathartic, and her depression lifted either that day, or I think they said that it would lift within 24 hours or something like that. And effectively, it lifted. And not only that, but because of her psychic abilities, she continued to receive information in the week after the session. But that really transformed her. And so that was another powerful one.
Oh, yeah, because she could, I'm here, yeah, because she could see the light. I mean, yeah, because it cleared it.
Yes, yes. And so that information didn't come through the regression. It came, it's her subconscious that shared that during our conversation. So I thought that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And again, recently I had, in the last few months, I had this lady who came and felt depressed, otherwise a very active, very well-performing lady, but she felt this feeling of depression, and she came to me. The regression was really good. We focused on one life. The connection with the subconscious, I thought, was perhaps a little bit tenuous, but once she woke up from there, she was relieved of that depression. And so that was really, really good, and she felt she was on a high for several months.
Mm-hmm.
After that, she had not told her husband about what she had done, but her husband, after a month or two, says, well, what's going on? You're so much, your affect is so much brighter. You're so much happier. And then she said to him, okay, this is what I've done. I went to see someone who practices QHHT, and this is what happened. And so that was another of these main powerful healing sessions.
Yeah. See, and that's just it. You know, once we understand where these things are coming from, because we don't, you know, always know what, I mean, it can be depression. It can be actually physical ailments. It can be, you know, all kinds of things that we're bringing from another life. You know, that we're drudging with us.
Yes. Yes.
And so, and just by seeing something, I mean, it just gives it clarity.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Just seeing where it's coming from or what it's all about. Sometimes one seeing where it's coming from, but then the SC will explain it, you know, if, because sometimes just seeing where it's coming from, that that's nice, but that may not be all you need. I mean, and the SC will just finish it up. That's what I love about it. The SC ties it all up in a nice, neat little bundle. And yeah, nice little package, and says, okay, that's it. This is what it's all about.
yes.
But yeah, and like I said, then they get this beautiful clarity.
Yes. That's what many people get, is that clarity.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's all we need. Once we understand, then it's okay. And let it go now.
much relief is brought from understanding. So, and through these sessions, people get that. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well. Okay. So, other sessions that you've just anything else that you'd like to talk about as far as favorite sessions, wild and wacky sessions, just anything.
Another one that was my number three and number four, I did them. I borrowed a friend of mine. He's a massage therapist, and I borrowed his table and his office, and I did some sessions. So number three, number four, I've asked people that had some physical ailments, and so one of them said, "Oh, she's got a torn ligament in her left shoulder," and I said, "Can you heal that?" And I said, "Yes," and they start to repair. But her shoulder started to move, and she started to move on the table, and was quite surprising. Was quite surprised. And then the next one also, she had some physical healing that she was requesting. And then this one moved even more. I was thinking, holy smoke, what's that? And just recently, I realized, I don't know why I didn't think about this before, but it was done on a massage table. And so what they were getting here is the energy of the massage table was affecting the session. So because I never had this afterwards, and I was talking with my colleague, the massage therapist, the other Nessa, you know, isn't that interesting? It would not have happened had it not been on this massage table. So I tend to I haven't tried to get on the massage table anymore because I don't think it's really the purpose, but I was surprised by how strong this was. And I realized it's connected to the energy. So again, this is another demonstration that there's energy everywhere, and a massage table is a good place because every patient who come, client who come, accumulates or shares some of their energy in that table, and the table probably accumulates it. So that was one. Those were the two wacky ones that I've had. So, but another one, lady, she comes down in this life. She's 25. She's a spinster. It's about 19th century or something like that. And so in the village where she is, her parents suggest to her that she marries the pastor of the parish, the reverend of the parish. And she does. It was a nice man and all that, but she didn't really marry for love. But he turned out to be a very nice man, and she had a beautiful life with him. They had several children together, and when she's 52, he dies. So within 2-3 years later, she meets another man, moves into this other place. This other man is very nice to her, so she ends up having a very nice life. At the end, when she passes over and we look at the life, or we speak with her subconscious, what she said is that, wow, when I was 25, I thought my life was going nowhere and I was bored. But looking back from, she passed away about 82. She says, this was a beautiful life. So I've asked her subconscious, can we change the future? And they said, yes. I said, well, we can't change the past. They said, absolutely, you can change the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by your perspective.
Yeah.
As you change your perspective of the past, you've changed the past. And I thought, oh, isn't that interesting? So I thought that was another little piece of wisdom that I learned through a session like that.
Well, it is. And that's a huge piece of wisdom there.
Yes.
Because, well, I think we discussed that. We talked about that in the class. Because when you do, in fact, I think that's what this is all about, really, this technique is all about, because when the SC sheds its light, that's pretty much what you're doing. That is what you're doing. You're changing your perspective on how you're looking at a situation. And when you do that, then, I mean, it's healing. It changes everything. But now, like you said, okay, well, we can go back and we can look at situations that happened
with a different eye, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Yes. Another example of a perspective. This is interesting because I was one day, one of my physicians discovered that I do hypnosis, and I was expecting him to be rather refractory towards that. But he says, oh, I do self-hypnosis to help myself practice the piano and play the piano and things like that. So about a year or two later, he sends me, I'm working in his clinic, and he says, I think this gentleman would benefit from your session. And I thought, isn't that interesting? So I very quickly realized that this gentleman, who did very poorly in school as a teenager, as a child and teenager, I realized right away, oh, he's a different learner. So school wasn't made for him because he was not a visual or a literary learner. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, he succeeded very well. So he had cancer that was lethal. He survived the cancer, and he survived treatment for the cancer that was lethal as well. And he did very well, but one unexpected side effect was that he felt depressed after that for a long time. And the physicians thought, the hypnosis may help him. And the physician was quite intuitive because he realized that this gentleman was probably having the right kind of personality for a session like this. So first we do the interview, and that lasted about 2-3 hours. And at the end of the interview, he said something like this, which I thought was really good. He says, you know, I feel like you're part of my team.
Mm.
So there was a confidence level that was built during the interview. So that was really, really key. So then we do the session. And at one point, before I bring the subconscious, I asked him, do you want to meet your guide or your guardian angels? And he says, well, I don't believe in them, but I'm curious. So, okay, let's go. We do the exercise. And lo and behold, he meets his guardian angel. And I said, ask him a question. And he does, and he gets an answer. So then I go and ask other questions. So I sort of went through his list. Mm-hmm. And he got answers to each of his questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really, really enlightening for him. Mm-hmm. And then we bring the subconscious, and the subconscious have asked the same question, which was very interesting, because I've asked the same questions, but I got deeper answers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most important answers is that he said he suffered from social anxiety. And he said his subconscious told him, go into a party, sit down next to a person, and ask the person how they are feeling. And he said, you will realize that this person is feeling as anxious as you are in that place. And ask the next person, and you'll find out that at least 50% of the people who are at this party are feeling anxious. So by sharing your what you think your vulnerability is, you will help these other people. And they will realize that it is okay, and that there's nothing wrong with the way I feel. And not only that, but the subconscious encouraged them, says, start speaking about this, because you could come in and become a public speaker about this. Because this gentleman was really at ease, I think, in speaking. Mm-hmm. And they said, basically, what the message he got is that what you perceive as a vulnerability is actually a strength. And so his perspective was turned around 180 degrees.
Well, yeah. I mean, exactly. As I was just going to say, that would completely turn your life around.
He came out of it was like, oh my God, I never looked at it that way. It was like, it was a revelation, and it was very, a big release.
Wow. Yeah, that that's the beauty of this. Gosh.
Yeah.
And that's so rewarding. I mean, to be able to help people in that way. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So
because I was just going to say, I don't mean to butt in like that. Because like you said, you're a nurse, you have mental health nursing. So we both have the nursing background and that's, you know, where we come from, you know, from that background of helping people and everything. But to me, this is like the other side of it. It's like you're helping people from a completely different place.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's like you're not trying to fix them after they're, you know, try to tell them what I'm trying to say.
One of the things that why I'm doing 2-HHT and why I've been interested in this is because I understand the limitations of conventional medicine. Mm-hmm. And the approach here is more a spiritual approach. I really call it a spiritual approach. And we don't focus very much on the spiritual aspect, despite the fact that we say, you know, we're supposed to look, whether we're physicians, registered nurses, or other healthcare professionals, and we say we're supposed to look after the biopsychical spiritual aspect. We're only giving lip service to the spiritual aspect, and it's a very, very important aspect. So this is sort of a very nice way, a spiritual way to explore what goes on in our life, because we get information that is deep, is rich, and it comes from our inner self, from our subconscious, higher self, or our soul. That's where it's coming from. And mm-hmm. So the perspective is much larger. And that is where the power of this technique lies.
Yeah, it pulls it all together and gives them all their answers. I mean, gosh.
Yes.
Before it gets too much farther, before we get to the end and have to be on a rush, how can people find you if they want to, Luke? How can they
Excellent.
Contact you?
Yes. Oh, I'll give my phone number. It's 587-589-6159.
Okay.
And I've got also a website.
Okay.
The website is soulexperience.ca. So soul is spelled SAULE, experience.ca. And it's a play on language. It's a play between French and English. Soul is a kind of tree in French, and it, you know, when I tell people in English soul, so they know right away what it means. So, yes.
Cool. Okay. Okay. All right. So, so you're easy to find then that way.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Okay. So let's. And you're in Alberta, Canada, in
Edmonton.
Edmonton, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Okay, so let's keep talking about sessions or whatever else you want to talk about then. So it's time to go.
I had one or two more things. I think there's one. I'm doing some work with a colleague of mine. We're doing exploration, but I think I'd like to... For the time left, I may not have much time to speak about this. And if you invite me back, I'll tell you more about that. But what I want to say is that this has also influenced my practice, my nursing practice. Because now I ask my clients spiritual questions. And the group that I like to work most with is those who are grieving, who have lost someone, who someone has passed away. And just very quickly, I told you this story. This teenager, a few years after her father passed away, realized that she had not grieved this. So she came to me with her mother. And so I was very comfortable asking her, what do you talk with your father? And everybody will say, I've talked with my deceased relative. So, but then I asked her, did he answer back? And then that's when you start to get they don't know whether they should answer or not. And she said, well, I smelled him. I said, yes, that's him communicating with you. So then I went beyond that. I said, do you, sometimes I warn them and says, I'm going to ask you a weird question. And I said, do you believe in angels? Do you communicate with angels? And her mother interrupted her and she says, wow, I had two near-death experiences. I see angels all over the place. My kids are sensitive. They won't admit it. What were the chances that we'd meet a therapist who thinks like that? And then the discussion opened up.
There you go. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, what are the chances? Oh, that is wonderful. That's what's beautiful here. And then plus two, I wanted a little bit, I know he's going to give me the 1 minute sign just any second now. But so very quickly, a little bit about, I know, have you seen changes in your personal life, like you personally with everything?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is a major change in my life as well. So I've sort of, my spiritual path, I think, has changed, has taken a different turn. This has also sent me to separating from my wife of 25 years because I realized that he needed more and I couldn't, and it was nothing about her. It had to do with me. So that's something that's sometimes difficult to explain. But this is something that has happened to me in terms of change. I also I work with dreams. I journal with dreams because I find that this is an important area and I get more and more information. So I'm becoming more, there's probably other ways that I'm getting more sensitive as well. So the last 3 years have been quite an evolution for me.
Fantastic. So then there were, our time is up. So that's the beautiful thing about this is that all the work that happens to us is while we're helping others. I want to thank you so much for being with us, Luke, and being here.
It was great fun.
Fantastic. And it's gone by so fast. So anyway, everybody, thank you for being with us again, and we'll see you next week. And everybody have a wonderful week. And thank you again, Luke.
Thank you.